The next break is go to that website, the Valentine's website, because the expiration date on those things are running out.
Amen.
Let's put in the names. We have some websites to make love songs and poems.
Okay.
Let's use the names Don, Mike, John, Rob, Super Dave.
Mm-hmm.
Put those in our supercomputer.
Very
good. We'll come back with that in just a moment.
What about Buzz? Is Buzz included too in that? Do they accept Buzz?
Yes, let's put Buzz in as well.
Very good.
Okay, everybody's right. Names go into the computer.
Good stuff.
It'll spit out cards. That's how our computer works.
What was that?
Our computer spits out cards. It's an old computer. Wow.
He said our computer spits out cards.
Well, we have to cut him a little slack because he was just on the phone with his family. So he's a little distracted.
Yes.
And did you hear him do the shuffle with his wife?
Yes, yes. He's very sweet to his wife on the phone.
Sure, on the phone.
On the phone.
She was asleep, though.
You big lug. First he says, you want to hear something funny? This is the voicemail I set up on my wife's cell phone.
And it was worth the wait. It was worth the wait.
And it's Rob's voice. It says, hi, this is Carrie. I'm not here. Leave me a message. So he plays it for us, and we laugh. And then you said, oh, I know what it was, that they've already canceled school here in D.C. tomorrow.
And he wanted to call his daughter and tell her that that she didn't
have school tomorrow. And Rob was saying, using locker room talk is the best way I can describe it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, man's man. Locker room talk said, I called home and I got a do not disturb because my wife, who works very hard and needs to take naps during the day because she works so hard raising our kids, is taking a nap and put the do not disturb on the telephone.
There's no disturb time in the house.
That's what you said. It's do not disturb time. There was no way of reaching her. All the phones were not being answered.
Exactly. Then she called back, and I found out that it was indeed do not disturb time.
She had been napping.
Yes. And maybe the cell phone woke her. Maybe the deed was done.
Was she frustrated that
She's always frustrated. But, yeah, no more than
that. But then you were very sweet and loving, and it sounded good.
Well, part of that was talking to my son.
Okay.
It's just funny. It's interesting watching someone else be two-faced with their significant other.
Well, we're all like that.
We all do it.
Yeah.
We all do the tough guy thing when we're around the boys, and then it's like,
hi, honey.
There was not enough time in the break to get out of the room, you know, so I had to sort of do it on display.
And we're all guilty of that. Mm-hmm. In essence, without using these words, what Rob was saying is, oh, that bitch is sleeping again.
Yep.
Then the phone rings, and he's like, hello, honey.
Hi, sweetie.
Hey, I was just thinking about you. Did you get a nap? Oh, that's good. What's for dinner? I just want to tell Julia there's no school tomorrow.
And then when he
hung up the phone and he went, die, die, die.
I did.
What's for dinner?
Steakums.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. That'll help your ulcerative colitis.
No tomatoes in it.
Poor Rob's butt is a mess.
Yeah.
I mean, well, we've said that for a long time.
Thank you.
I love steakums. Man, I haven't had those in a long time.
She'll fry onions.
Oh, really?
Good girl.
Mm-hmm.
Rob's butt is a mess.
Beat the crap out of her.
Do you care?
Don't even know why
he said that. Beat the crap out of her.
He just said that, you know.
Did
and
I
then
loud?
He's going to be on the phone with her on the way home going,
loud.
Hi, honey.
Out loud?
I won't call her.
Were you using your inside voice or your outside voice?
you would know the outside.
A crushing right-hand blow over a plate of steakums and onions.
Here it comes.
You want to meet my five guys? Boom.
Here's my finger. Here's my thumb. Here's my fist. You better run.
Hi, this is Carrie. I can't come to the phone right now.
I'm not going to put a grapefruit in your face. I'm going to put my whole hand there. Arr, tough guy.
And meanwhile, bring.
Hi,
my sweetheart.
Hello. I love you.
Love you so much. You're making steakums. That's good.
My favorite.
Hangs up the phone. I'll kill her.
I hate steakums.
Bitch.
Choke on that steakum. Choke on that onion.
I hope you burn your hand in the pan. I truly do. Thanks for making me my dinner. I hope when you're chopping those onions, you take off 3 or 4 digits. I hope I come home to find you in a pool of blood. By golly, I love you. Oh, my God. WHYP.
Hypocrisy 105.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
We all do it.
Hello. Not like him, though.
Nobody does it like him.
He's the best. Hello, Don and Mike show.
What the hell are steakums?
Steakums are those little mini steaks, those thin that you put on a sandwich.
They're available in your grocer's freezer. Surprised you didn't know that.
No.
Your brain has the hard candy shell.
How old are you?
Your radio's up too loud.
I'm 29.
You should know what steakums are if you're 29.
Turn down your radio, dude.
I did turn it down.
No, you didn't.
You just
now
did.
Now you have.
You don't know what steakums are.
No, I never heard that term before.
It's not a term. It's a product.
It's some sort of processed meat that's supposed to be like.
What would be the generic term for steakums? Like steakums is like Kleenex.
Like a
sandwich steak?
A Philly cheesesteak is what it's supposed to end up like, right?
Yeah, they're like little tiny frozen steaks that are on just paper thin, and the in between are little pieces of paper, and you break them off and you fry them in a pan. They're kind of like processed steak.
Like little pieces of roast beef almost.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm going to tell my bitch wife to make those then.
Good, and then hit her.
Now, see what we've started.
Then he's going to go back and say, honey, would you make steakums? I heard it on the Don and Mike show.
Dear, can you make a sandwich steak and then can I beat the crap out of you?
That radio is still way up too loud. Still up way too loud. Dyslexic I am. Dyslexic am I.
Like Yoda.
Is he still there? Is he still on the line?
Are you there still?
What are you doing? What are you doing?
I turned the radio off.
No, but why are you still on the line?
Because you haven't hung up yet. Am I supposed to hang up?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. Nope. Eject.
No problem.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Who doesn't know what a steakum is?
Bye!
I would say people under the age of probably 25.
Really?
Wouldn't know what steakum is. No, because they haven't. When's the last time they had an advertising campaign?
I disagree.
You don't need it.
You see them when you go in the store. Hello, Don and Mike show, right?
How you doing? I wanted to ask if answer the phone and talk. Hello. How you doing?
Hold on.
I don't know why I left. It was the way we. I suddenly became, like, for just a moment in time, very aware of this show and the things we talk about seriously. You were very serious when you said that.
I had a bit of urgency to my voice, didn't I?
Does something that's, like, in the store count, though, if they haven't been a part of the national consciousness?
Sure.
Yes,
like, we grew up. I think we grew up when. We were young kids when they were having when steakums came out, and there was this massive advertising campaign.
Yeah, but now you go by in the store and you see. I mean, for instance, here's something. Have you ever seen an ad? Maybe you have. I haven't, for Bubba Burgers.
Never seen an ad for Bubba. That's
a
great point.
Don't you buy them when you go in the store?
I've heard, because of word of mouth, you hear, "Hey, Bubba Burgers are great," and then you see them, and they're really noticeable in the frozen meat section.
And this, you've never seen an ad for Parquet. Everyone knows what Parquet is.
I've seen ads for Parquet.
Oh, yeah. not in years, though.
Well,
who even uses Parquet anymore?
Well, not me. I'm a butter guy.
I think you're completely confused after that call up to home.
You know what I say?
What?
I say, know what a steakum is or I'll kill you.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, what's up?
I want to know if when he answered the phone, I talked to his wife and he's saying hello and whatnot. Did he say?
Oh! You're gone.
What's not? Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, is this Don?
And Mike. Howdy.
Hey, guys. It's just calling about the steakums things. You wonder why you're such a fat ass. You're eating all that processed crap.
Well, we weren't really wondering why we were fat asses. I'm pretty sure we know by why we're fat asses.
I know fully well why I am a fat ass.
Would there be another one in your barb of insults you wanted to throw at us? Because, gosh, we are. Mike, am I bleeding from the mouth? I feel like I was just tapped by that guy.
I feel like you've just gotten out of the octagon. I really think that I just got a body blow. Ow. Come on, bring it. Lay another one. Rain another one down upon us.
I'll tell you who likes my steakums is your mom.
Well, she only likes it on back shaving day.
Is that what they serve at O'Mara's?
As a matter of fact, your mom wouldn't be served. We do not allow women with hairy backs. But you know what your mom does like? She likes something else in her mouth as well as steakums.
Oh, yeah.
From the whole team.
What's that?
What?
The teeny weeny?
The teeny weeny? Are you describing yourself, sir? Oh, the nervous laugh.
All right. I'll put my pig in a blanket away and...
But you know what? Your mom already knows that.
Doesn't she?
And, man, I tell you, it was fine until we had to cut her off because of the begging. It was just, it was disturbing hearing a woman that old beg that much. You know, really, we think when somebody gets to be that age, she really ought to just stop begging. It's not becoming.
That is true.
I mean, so that's why we had asked Rob to beat your mom.
That's right.
That's
and,
funny,
of course,
isn't it?
He did that, and he did that when she was pregnant with you.
Yeah.
And ooh, that's why you came out the way you did.
Does she still have the scars from the bicycle chain?
Yeah. Hey, do you I still have a cone head.
Do you remember when we grabbed this guy's mom when she was pregnant and we made her eat all those paint chips?
Oh, it was fantastic. And she said, no, what about the baby? What about that? We said, who cares? He's just going to grow up to be a smartass anyway.
She said, I guarantee you give. How old are you, sir?
Say again?
How old are you, sir?
I'm 31.
She said, you wait 32 years from now and this retarded child of thalidomide is going to call your show one day.
Mm-hmm.
And remember that. He's only calling because you guys are making love to me and making me eat paint chips. He's going to call and say you're fat, and then he's not going to have a way out of the conversation.
I found a dynamite golf ball when I was golfing out in the woods. Was that Mike playing?
I probably was. Do you have any kind of job where you'd actually have your business on a golf ball? Oh, I'm sorry. That would be McDonald's. That really wouldn't fall into the same category, would it?
And that's right. We eat at McDonald's because we're fat.
Mm-hmm.
It's come full circle now.
So let me ask you, friend, why the anger?
No, I've just gotten away from all that processed stuff. I've watched over years.
Pardon me? That was not an answer to the question that I asked you.
Shop around the edges of the supermarket, not down the frozen aisle section.
Oh, really? You're going to call us and give us advice about how to live our lives?
Yes.
Really? How about we turn it on you and critique you a little bit, friend?
Would you be willing to do that with us right now?
Tell me something. How you doing?
Can we maybe turn the spotlight on you just for a minute?
How's your life going, Mister? I only shop around the edges of the grocery store.
Hmm. You in the physical fitness business? Perhaps a personal trainer of some kind?
No. I'm just very wary of the things that I consume.
Would you mind if we asked you what you did for a living?
I am in sales.
You're in sales?
What do you sell?
I sell software components.
Software components. So I'm gathering not tremendously stimulating that particular job if you have time during the regular business day to call a radio show.
I just say we're fat.
You're not really happy with that job. I mean, really, who would be? Are you really happy with that job?
Of course he's not, Mike.
Not very happy sitting on 95 in bumper-to-bumper traffic.
So you decided to take a little of that frustration and call your favorite radio show. And even though you listen every day and you like that show, you decided you'd give the hosts a little crap.
A little bit. You guys are always dishing it out, so I decided to give a little crap.
That's right. And really, where is it written that because we're smart enough to give it out to douches like you that you're supposed to be allowed to give it back to us? Hasn't anybody ever told you, son, that life's not fair?
That's
certainly not his supervisor at the software company when he says, man, this is the third month in a row you haven't cut the mustard. And we're thinking very seriously, well, especially today since you left early, of cutting you loose.
Oh, that's why I have to live vicariously through you, gentlemen.
Aha, now we're getting close. the nervous
laugh. There's the nervous laughter again.
We're succeeding. We are succeeding.
Mm-hmm. So come on now.
You know, I would think that if I was a failing salesman, what I would do is I would go right into the middle of the grocery store with all the processed food. And maybe sometimes in those grocery stores, they actually have the beer and wine aisle. And I would just load up and maybe go home tonight, sit in front of your small television set because you can't afford a big one, and drink yourself silly.
Drink your near beer.
And wake up and get a colonoscopy the next day.
I have no idea what that has to do with anything. Was that another one of your many attempts at trying to be funny?
Listen, I tell you what, friend, we may be falling apart, but seriously, we run circles around you. Are you kidding? On the scale of happening and not happening, I'd rather be fat sitting behind a microphone than skinny and miserable sitting on 95 right now trying to get out of some phone call that you never should have made.
And I would sprint into the middle of the grocery store, open up a can of SpaghettiOs, take them home, rub your mother's hairy back, and get paper cuts because the hair is so coarse. Oh, the nervous laughter again.
Just tell Mike to go back to the old French dip bread when they first opened up. That was much better.
The old what?
The old bread that you used.
Now he's turned. Now he's doing a little bit of the divide and conquer now.
About Mike's restaurant.
Get out of here.
What's that?
What was that?
You're trying to get out of the call now, right?
The easiest way to get out, you got two ways. You could either drive your car into oncoming traffic or hang up.
Now, the first way that he suggested is the more entertaining of the two.
We leave it up to you.
hold on 1 second. I'm coming up right behind a truck.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Oh, it would be tempting.
Punch that accelerator.
Would be tempting, wouldn't it?
Okay, I'm sorry to take
especially if you're coming up behind a truck, as opposed to pulling into oncoming traffic where an innocent person would be hurt. I think, really, if he just rammed into the back of a truck, the trucker is not going to be hurt at all.
No.
And then as whatever it is flying through your head, your last thought would be, God, I shouldn't have said they were fat. I'd be like, oh, I shouldn't have said they were fat. Oh, my God.
Software sales.
Right.
So, Jesus.
So you're pretty happy.
Get me a gun and put it in my mouth.
Boy, boy, oh, boy. Mike and I, as you can tell, Mike and I wish we could switch spots with you right now. God, let's change lives. You've got it so much better than we do. You shop on the outer part of the grocery store, not the inside part.
Right, where all the fresh produce, fresh meats.
Yeah, my God, if I was in your line of work, I'd walk into the middle and, like, open up a can of Pringles and then eat frosting with a spoon. And the fake kind, you know, the kind with all the chemicals in it.
And, dude, I know that we're all kidding here and everything's funny, but really, hey, ass, what's your problem with Steak-ums?
Yeah, man, what is the
seriously,
problem?
Seriously, dude. Seriously.
Last time I checked, I believe those are all beef.
Yeah, chopped.
They are. They're delicious.
Hey, see, you knew about Steak-ums.
Of course you know they are. They're delicious, just like your mom is.
Oh, no, let's not go too far.
No, that's right.
That might be the first thing you've said that's a mistake.
Your mom tasted like bitter beer. I forgot. We got those bitter beer faces.
Yeah.
And remember,
nasty.
This guy says he's wary of everything he consumes, unlike his mom.
Yeah. And really, frankly, you know, we all know that that taste is similar to an old onion.
The oldest.
Friend, listen, get over it.
All right, I'll send you a box of Fuentes.
Here's the thing. We're fat. We can lose weight. You're stupid. There's no amount of sit-ups you can do that's going to help that.
I tire of your nervous laugh.
Okay, guys.
Ass hat.
Okay, guys.
I'll,
all right,
I'll,
guys.
Yeah,
all
tough right, guy. Guys. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, sitting in 95.
All right, guys. Yeah,
you
guys.
Incredible hump.
Yeah, guys. Yeah, steak. Hey, guys, it's processed food, guys.
I work around the outside of the grocery store.
Please.
Okay. Please. A.S. Bye-bye.
What was it? Ass?
A.S.
A.S.?
He called us ass. A.S. That he just proved himself.
I'm going to miss him.
Everybody knows there's two asses on ass. Please. God, we're fat and we know that.
That was kind of fun. And, you know, Steak-ums. That's the whole reason for the call.
He didn't know.
Jesus Christ. How dare you impugn the great name of Steak-ums?
I'm going to eat the whole box tonight.
Hot button. It's a hot button.
And I don't remember. Are you happy or unhappy you're having Steak-ums tonight?
I don't care.
Okay. No, he's delighted.
No,
don't let him fool you. He's tough guy. I don't care on the air. Right. But really, on the way home tonight, Carrie, the greatest wife in the world for making me Steak-ums.
Not even a top five.
Really?
I'd take Hamburger Helper over. I would.
He would, too. I believe that.
Rob has never seen the outside of the grocery store. He has never been on that perimeter.
No, I actually come in through the middle.
I dig it a hole from China.
Yeah.
He rises up.
Hello.
You know what? Hold on. He's like Ace Frehley in Kiss. You know,
comes out of the stage.
How the drum kit came out of the bottom of the stage. I am Robbie.
Look at this. They put a special entrance, and I ended up right in the middle of the potato chip aisle. Fantastic. And over here, I've got all my chewy granola bars. Processed food.
Jesus Christ.
That was fun.
Okay, we got a break. We'll come back. Oh, at this Valentine's website thing. Hey, Yanni, you run those names?
We did.
Okay, beautiful. We'll hear them. We come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.